We heard what everybody thinks, and we heard what Joe Siddle thinks. This is what I think about what went down yesterday. And I don't necessarily, and again, Joe Siddle's a guy that has played the game, and so is Greg Zahn, and so is Matt Stairs. And I don't necessarily agree with the, as long as, like, you never knew when it was going to come, but it's not necessarily gutless to do it late as long as you do it. That's the one thing I don't necessarily agree with. You want to talk about fake tough. And I know that's almost a cliche that gets thrown out there right now. And I know some people have used that to describe Jose Bautista not being ready to get punched, fake tough. But you want to talk about fake tough. You ever like yell at someone as you're getting into a car to speed away? You ever yell at someone as you're leaving, I don't know, a party or the bar in college or something? Right? You're like, there's no repercussion. There's no accountability. And to me, that's what this was. This was the seventh game that the Jays and Rangers have played against each other this season and the last game. They are getting on the bus going out of town. There's one inning to go. It's Jose Bautista's last at bat. And they wait until now. That was gutless to me. And I agree with Jose Bautista and John Gibbons on that. I think it's part of the game. I think it's a big part of the game. I think that you shouldn't apologize for... Listen, like, I love the bat flip, but I was also here in this market. I know what it meant to a team and an organization and a country and a fan base. So I don't care what anybody else thinks of the bat flip, including Sam Dyson. Like, go screw yourself. It was a great moment. And if anyone else wants to take offense to that, like, go ahead. You're a loser, but take offense if you want. And if you want to throw at Jose Bautista, I guess that's your right. Then just do it already. Do it, and let's get it over with. Waiting until the eighth inning of the final game, where there's no second day, there's no tomorrow. You're not going to see these guys again. To me, it's gutless. So this is what we know. This is what I think. And I went through this. Jose Bautista is not a popular guy. I think we've made peace with that. You love him in this market. They don't like him many other places. And that's okay. But that's a fact. And he got punched because he was Jose Bautista. He didn't get punched because he went in hard into second. I think what we underestimated is that Odor is a bad, bad man. And I mean that in a complimentary way. He's not a guy to trifle with. Right? There's a lot of guys that get toe-to-toe and chin-to-chin and maybe give him a shove and get in his face and not back down. There's not a whole lot of guys in the major leagues, and that includes Jose Bautista, that are going to say, 15-game suspension, so what? Bam. It was surprising. We were all surprised watching it. And if there's the one guy that you just weren't going to challenge, I guess in retrospect, it's Odor. Now, what pisses me off is the slide being somehow a controversy or somehow an indictment of Jose Bautista or an excuse for, well, he had it coming because he slid. No, like, this is the problem. Like, people talk about how baseball is going down a certain path and guys can't do anything anymore. The slide was fine. Jose Bautista is a saint for not going in cleats up. The slide's illegal now, but guess what's illegal? Snowing the goalie. That's illegal. Balking is illegal, and there's a penalty to pay. And the penalty is not getting punched in the face. The penalty is not inciting a riot. The penalty is not a suspension. A suspension comes when Chase Utley breaks your freaking leg. That's a suspendable slide. Going in hard a year ago, you know what that's called? Breaking up a double play. That's all that is. So was that a slide so egregious that you deserve to be punched in the face after taking a 97-mile-an-hour heater right in the ribs? I don't think so. And you'll watch. If Jose Bautista gets suspended, I will be stunned. You know why? Because he didn't do anything. The slide is frowned upon, certainly not suspendable. And the biggest joke, well, there's two things. This is the joke of it. Matt Bush drilled him with the fastball. Like, you want to talk about gutless. You want to talk about sending in a foot soldier to do a general's job. I'm not going to get into Matt Bush's past, but he was in, like, he wasn't on the team in October. He was in prison. That's where he was. Wasn't watched on his couch. Wasn't watched from the dugout or the bullpen. He was not in the league. And he's the guy that has to do Jeff Bannister and Sam Dyson's dirty work. That's embarrassing. And the other part of this, and like, listen, I can be consistent on the bat flip because I love the Bautista bat flip, and I'm all for emotion. You want to celebrate a big moment? That's cool. You know, bat flip yesterday? Ian freaking Desmond. He had a 3-run home run to win the game and tossed his bat. And that's fine, too. Except, you know who wasn't on the team in October? Ian Desmond. He was playing for the lousy Washington Nationals. So you talk about a club that has to have foot soldiers do their dirty work. And that's the Texas Rangers. Now, here's the thing that maybe you didn't pick up. And I did, watching the replay time and time again. Nobody's talking about Sam Dyson today. Like, you want to talk about gutless. And I think it's up for debate. Right? Everything that happened here, everyone's allowed to have an opinion. We'll get to some of your phone calls in a second. But Sam Dyson, watch the replay again. He comes running out of the bullpen as Matt Bush has already done his dirty work. And Odor has already done his dirty work because he can't take care of himself. And he comes running out, runs into the fray, and sucker punches the Blue Jays bullpen catcher. Watch the replay. Watch it. Now, and then all hell breaks loose, and somebody gets Bush later on. But you talk about gutless. The guy that's responsible for pretty much all of this sucker punches the Blue Jays bullpen catcher. Now, that's a joke. So are we going to see John Gibbons get suspended? Yeah, probably. Donaldson, Pilar, maybe for a game or two. Odor, throw the book at him because there's a line that gets crossed, and we saw that yesterday. And maybe some other guys too. But Sam Dyson should be suspended, and Jose Bautista should not be.